Hi, everybody. Welcome in to the first in a multi-part series of interview shows that we're going to be doing on KVPI in the next few weeks and months, where we talk about businesses, successful businesses that are continuing through generations. And we're very pleased to this will be the first of a series of programs of father and son businesses. And we're very pleased to have Chris DeVille and his son Luke DeVille at Teats Food Store to talk about the business and the generations and how the business has continued going very, very successful from father to son and then on to grandson. And Chris and Luke, thank you for joining us here at KVPI.
Well, thank you, Mr. Mark.
Thank you.
Let's begin with you, Chris. Maybe share your earliest memories of working at the store or your dad involved in the store.
Well, I was a year old in 1955 and dad opened the store. And
now, the original store of Teats Food Store, where that business is right there at the caution light
at the corner of 167 and 10, correct?
Okay,
that's so where the business started in 55.
In 55,
and I pretty much grew up into it, and as I got older, just went ahead and kept working with my father, and it was pretty much a necessity that I'd be there because he did work, and
Chris, did he always, as far as you can remember? I know y'all primarily are known, very, very well known for your meats and your smoked meats. Did your dad always have meat products and especially smoked meats since day one over there at his store, or did that come later?
No, always day one, but he didn't have a smokehouse there in the beginning. He made his products, and he took it over to his father's house, who lived in the city of Ville Platte, and he had a small smokehouse. Okay. And he started smoking there, and he'd bring it back. And then later on, we lived across the street on 167 from the store, and he had a smokehouse in the backyard of the house, and we transferred back and forth.
Wow. Let me see if I can jog your memory, Chris, of some of the very early employees, some of the people that you might remember that worked in the store from the early days. Do you remember any of them at all, Chris? Am I jogging your memory too much there? Did your mom was your mom involved in the store in the early days as well?
Definitely, she was the number one cashier for sure, and she took care of the cashiering. And Mrs. Marjorie Vedrine was there for a long time, and she was a cashier as well from the very beginning. And as far as meat cutters go, Austin Jack Jr., I believe, he was our first meat cutter, and he stayed with us for quite a while until Felton Doucette came along. When he was probably about 16 years old.
Wow.
He worked with us up until his passing, and I think he was like in his late 50s.
So he stayed with you through almost all of his whole life.
Right, right.
That is fantastic. Now, I've got to ask you, Chris, you're so famous for your sausages. How did your dad he just acquire and just formulate his own special recipe? Because every store has their own sausages, but was there something special about or how did the recipe come about? Was it just a family recipe that just came down, or how did it all work out?
I'm pretty sure that his father had a recipe going because he had his own smokehouse behind his house, and I think that's how he just kept on following that recipe. As far as I know, I don't remember him trying to tweak it or anything like that, but that was pretty much followed his dad's recipe, I believe.
Yeah, okay. And and the store, that original location, when did y'all make the move from that original location to the store where you're at now?
In 1974, he built that store.
And by then, you were involved full-time in the store, weren't you?
Well, At that time, in 72, I graduated from high school, and I went away for about 10 years. There was a period between that 72 and 85 is when I came back into the business.
Did you always, did your decision to come back and get involved with your dad and become a full-time partner with him, was that always in the cards, or that just came after you, or did you decide that after finishing school?
Well, after being in the workforce for about 10 years away from the store,
so you did other things besides the store,
right? I was a medical technologist, laboratory technologist, for 8 years before I came back to the store.
And you decided you wanted to get back in the business,
right? I said earlier in my day, especially when I was in high school, that I would never ever come back into the store business. But things changed.
Uh-huh. So. Wow. Can you remember since the early days, you were always involved in the store business, how prices have changed and things have changed through the years, Chris?
Well, it's amazing, yes. I wouldn't know where to start. I mean, for one thing, especially with meats, back then we had the way it was processed, you didn't have very much of shelf life to them. And now the way they vacuum pack everything and the way it's processed, the shelf life is so much longer. Things last longer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, and so when you decided to come back in the store business was what, like in the mid 70s, that was after the store moved to its current location?
Well, I came back was in 85, I believe.
85.
Yeah. So we've been there a while. As a matter of fact, in 85, we did a pretty major remodel job to the store when I came back into the business with him.
Okay. What kind of work that was done when you came back in, Chris?
Well, we pretty much doubled the size of the store and added some groceries and made a bigger meat department.
Mm-hmm. Great. Sounds good. And I want to get your son involved. At what point did Luke get involved in the store business, or was he always involved since a young boy?
He pretty much did what I did growing up. He was in the store working. You know, every kid needs cash. And and whenever you have a business, you tell that kid, if you don't help out, that's no cash. I'm sorry.
So, Luke, let me get you involved in this conversation. You share with me your earliest memories of going to the store and working there.
I believe the earliest I can remember would be when I was, 6, 7 years old. We'd go to 8:30 Mass on Sundays. I'd go with Dad, and then after that, he'd put me to work. And
what was one of your first jobs at the store? What were you doing? Stocking?
I was stocking Coke products. Uh-huh. I remember that. I had to use a stepladder to do 3-liter bottles of Coke back then. And I think I dropped a couple of them once or twice. But that was about it from stocking shelves as a young kid.
And at what point in your life, Luke, now you went on to high school and then you went on to college. Did you always want to get into the store business, or that came later as well?
That came later. I knew in high school I was kind of wishy-washy about it. Didn't know what I wanted to do. Then I decided to go into accounting. Did that. Went to college. Finished in accounting at UL. And then worked with the Department of Environmental Quality for 2 years.
So what drew you back? What drew you back into the store business with your dad?
It was
there one particular thing? What
happened? Things fell into place. I was actually looking at getting out and moving to another, trying to get another job somewhere else.
You weren't happy, basically, what
right.
you were doing.
And then on vacation 1 year, we had a talk, and I came home. I put my 2 weeks' notice in, and I came back
home. And you've never regretted it, huh?
I miss my holidays, my time off, paid vacation.
In the store business, there's not too many holidays, are there? Huh?
That's when we work our hardest. Yeah.
Exactly. So tell me some of the things that you've seen through the years, Luke, getting involved in the store business. And from what year did you come in full time with your dad into the store business? What year was that?
2011.
And I'm just in those years, I'm sure you've probably seen big changes in the retail business, the retail industry from then till now, huh?
Yes, definitely. The price of goods has definitely changed. And like Dad mentioned earlier, the way they process meats now, and the way that we do things now from whenever I moved home, you know, we had two men plus myself working on the weekends. Now there's five or six of us.
Wow.
You know, plus me and two cleanup hands. You know, it's things have totally changed.
One thing I know that you're famous, that you're proud of, and that you really advertise and promote, the fact that you ship your products worldwide. How did that all come about? Give us the story about that, and how does it all work?
Well, I had known about it since when I was living in Baton Rouge.
When you came on board, was that already going on? Was your dad already doing that, or that's something that you kind of helped start?
Dad was shipping to some customers.
So it was going on.
Right. Very, very little. It wasn't in the type it is now. We didn't have a website. That came later. A couple of employees had talked me into it. So we went ahead and pulled the trigger on it, built the website, started shipping, and it just took off from
and
there.
Are you getting quite a bit of business through there?
Oh, yes.
Through the website and through the shipping?
Yes,
give me some of the areas. Give me some of the areas, Luke and Chris, that you guys are shipping. Where are y'all's famous meats going to? Give us an idea. Other states, other countries, or?
Let's see. We shipped some black eyed peas to Canada.
Black eyed peas.
Yeah. Some black eyed peas to Canada. Poor lady over there. She missed her black eyed peas. I've shipped to Alaska numerous times. Hawaii once.
Every state.
Yeah.
What is it about, you know, I go visit your store, especially on weekends, and I see people that I guess are originally from here that have moved away. They come in and they buy buggies load of meats and stuff to stock up their freezer. It's just something about the local meats and the way y'all process them, obviously, that they like.
Yeah, it was, when it's done by hand, and you know, people, you know, the customers know the employees, and they form a relationship with them. That's everything, and that's what keeps people coming back.
And is it true that you're seeing that more and that your business has grown to the fact? Well, it had to for y'all to make the big decision to go to a much larger location. When was the decision made about moving? How long ago was that made? Was it like a year or two back?
Pretty much when he came back into the business, we started discussing a new store. And
You've just outgrown your store, haven't you?
Definitely, yes.
Yeah. So let's talk briefly about the new store that people can see as they right across basically the street from where you're at now. Give me the square footage. How big of a store is it going to be?
It's a 20,000 square foot building.
And just to compare, Chris, what's the footage of your building now?
A little over 5,000 square feet.
Wow, that's huge. Right. So give us an idea what's going to be included in your new store that you don't have now, or how much new departments or new services. Just give us an idea what can people expect at that new location.
Well, we can have a much, much wider selection of groceries, especially frozen foods and meats. We're going to have a full-service deli and bakery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll be offering plate lunches and some pick-up-to-go meals, things like that in the evening. A really large produce and meat selection.
Right now you have, I think, two cashier departments. Are you going to have more cashier space as well?
Yes, we're going to have four check lanes.
Because right now you had two, I think.
Yeah,
right?
We'll have four check lanes and a service counter. So wow. We'll have five.
That's fantastic. Do you have a timetable when the big move will take place? How does it stand right now with the contractors? How does it look?
Every time it rains, it gets pushed back. I think the last date we were told was late May to early June.
So it'd be safe to say maybe midsummer or something right in that area. And then the big move. Now, what's going to happen to the old location? You're going to tear it down? Are you going to keep it open? Are you going to keep some of the things over there at your old location, or everything's going to be moved to the new site?
No decision's been made yet, but definitely everything's going to be moved to the new site. There'll be no business done there at all, but there's no decision been made about what's going to happen to the building.
And I'm sure you're going to have gas pumps at to the new location as well.
Right.
Good. All right. Well, that looks like it's... did you have any idea? Do you think your dad had any idea, Chris, that his little store that he opened back in the 50s would grow to a point where it's going to be at the size that's being built right now? Do you think he had any idea at all?
Oh, no way. He would be flabbergasted. He would just say, this can be real. He would be really surprised.
He believed in customer service. He always greeted the people, and he was really a people person, just like you guys are. Did your dad always was in the store business, or did he do something before? What did he do before he opened up that store in the 50s, Chris?
Do you remember what he did?
He got his start in the store business working for Reed Superette on Main Street next to the pig stand. That was Reed Superette.
So he worked there?
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's where he started cutting meat and stuff. Before that, I think he was worked as a bread man. He always had something to do with the grocery business, it looks like. I think when he first got out of the Army, he had siblings who lived in Port Arthur, Texas, and that's where a lot of people were moving back then because they were building refineries and it was a lot of work. But he moved there, but it didn't last long. He missed home. He didn't stay more than a few weeks. He came back.
He loved that store business, and he wanted to be back home. Luke, in closing, I want to see, do you have any children?
Yes. My wife, Amanda, and I have two sons, Levi and Lane.
And are you priming them up to perhaps keep it in the family for
Levi,
future generations?
Levi's on me. He always wants to go see my new work, he calls it. And he likes to destroy everything in the office, so he's having a good time.
That is fantastic. I want to thank you all. I know you're busy at the store. I mean, it takes every minute of your time, but I want to thank y'all for coming and joining us here at KVPI and sharing your memories and just sharing your thoughts about your new store. And I want to wish both of you all the best of luck and in your business now and in your brand new store down the road. And thank you for being one of our faithful customers on KVPI for so many years. And all the best to both of y'all and to your families.
Thank you, Ms. Mark. Thank you.